A photography arts center in Philadelphia's Kensington section spent a year getting to know its neighbors. The resulting exhibition focuses on those living in just four blocks. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the show is an unusual take on documentary photography.
The Philadelphia Photo Arts Center opened in Kensington 7 years ago, offering workshops and exhibitions for people interested in the discipline. Founder Sarah Stolfa noticed that few people from the immediate neighborhood were coming into the center. Kensington has more than its fair share of urban problems, including poverty, blight, and crime. But Stolfa was not seeing any documentary projects that showed the Kensington she knew.
Kensington's got a bad rap, you know, a really bad rap. There's photo projects out there that show us that. And I feel like it doesn't change the way we respond. I don't think you look at those photographs and like are inspired to do something, you know? I think most people are numb because they've seen those pictures over and over.
Instead of bringing in a documentary photographer, Stolfa brought in the New York-based artist Hank Willis Thomas. His task was to get to know the locals who would eventually allow him inside their homes. They started participating in the photography process. The resulting show is called The Block, featuring enormous, large-scale portraits of residents as well as hundreds of smaller photos arranged in grids, showing the good and the bad. You can see vacant lots filled with trash. You can see a family in a cramped kitchen making tamales for a celebration. Young homeowners living in newly constructed houses. Older homeowners sitting on furniture covered in plastic.
We were amazed by how welcoming the neighbors were.
Hank Willis Thomas led a team of photographers fanning out through Kensington for a year.
When you go walk down the hallway and you open the door, you see this family sitting on a couch in their living room. And the fact that they were willing to open their doors to us is why we wanted to make some pictures really, really large, but then also letting the eye wander at smaller details. And so thinking about the community members as kind of the building blocks of the community, thinking about the photographs as being those bricks for that metaphor.
Thomas says some of the neighbors were slow to accept photographers roaming around their neighborhood. That's why it took a year to gain their confidence and produce enough pictures to tell the whole story. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.